Let's turn to Exodus chapter 17. Well-known passage about prayer, united prayer, and that's what passage the Lord has laid on my heart. So I'm going to read from verse 9 to verse 14. We know what the context is as soon as they had been blessed with the water, Amalek come in and fight. It's their first battle. So we read, "And Moses said unto Joshua, choose out men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in mine hand." So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed, and when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hand, the one on the one side and the other on the other side, and his hand was steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ear of Joshua. For I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. Let's pray. Lord, we're thankful for your word, and we know it is a powerful word. And we pray, Lord, that the Spirit of God will apply it to our hearts, that we will be more like Christ. It is our desire in his blessed name. Amen. The title of my little meditation is called The Danger of Self-Confidence. The Danger of Self-Confidence. We know that as we enter the battlefield of prayer for the advancement of God's kingdom, the flesh will always manifest itself. And we see here in that situation. No one can say, well, it won't happen to me. It can happen all to us. If you notice what I did when I read, when Moses said to Joshua that he is not to choose man, and he said unto him, it says this, he says, verse 9, I will stand on the top of the hill. I will stand. Moses, what a man of God. A man that walked with God, talked with God. He had seen great things happening through his life up to that point. So, and also we know that Moses was a man of great meekness in Numbers chapter 12. Very meek of all the world, imagine. So he was patient. He was meek. He had seen great things. He had experienced great things with God. But as with all of us, we need to learn. We are never out of God's cool until we leave home here to go to heaven. So there's a lesson. And this has been on my heart. I've been studying that a bit this morning. And it serves as a great lesson for us. We must realize the need for one another. And I believe that's what Moses needed to learn. And we all need that. And I'm so thankful. No, I don't think I would be able, I'm sure, I would not be able to spend every day to pray for revival. But I know with you, I can. And I'm doing it also in the morning. And no, we need one another. And Moses was a man of great knowledge, great capacity, but he had need to learn that he need others. So the situation, well, Amalek come and the fight begin. So Moses go up with Aaron and Hur on the top of the mountain, as he had said. I got a question. You ever thought of it? when Moses went up with Aaron and Ur, he said, I will send. He said, no, I've seen God at work and you're going to see it's going to happen. What God going to do? Did Moses thought this was going to last until evening? Do you think he was not thinking it of himself? Well, so I'm going to lift the rod in about an hour. That's it. Everything is done. Everybody's going to go home and we're going to have the victory. No, it didn't work that way. You see, we all have a danger of self-confidence from past experience. Well, God this did it in the past. Well, he did it again. Because every time Moses used the rod, he used it for the plagues. He used it for the dividing of the sea. And even when he smote the rock, if we read in that same chapter, he smote the rock. And what happened? The water came in. So he used the rod and right there, things happened. Now you lift the rod, but it doesn't happen that fast. So what happened? Well, we read that he got tired. He got tired of it. His hand got tired because it says in the singular, right? He lifts his hand, then he changed hand. So Moses thought in his mind, I'm sure the victory will come soon. It didn't happen very quickly. It did not even happen when he himself had his hand up with the rod. He needed help. He needed others to help him. And I was thinking about Aaron and Hur. There are those, they are there right beside him and looking at Moses and seeing, oh boy, they're winning. They're winning. What is that? Oh no, they're losing. So they're just watching. They're not doing much. They're watching. So they thought probably the same thing, that the victory would come quickly. It's not happening quickly. So their thinking is changing. You see, God is making delays so our thinking change. We don't go from the past history, say, well, it happened this way, so it should happen this way again. No, God is teaching us. We need one another. Last week, our dear brother, we spoke about brethren, pray for us. And I was thinking about brethren, pray with us too. For us and with us. We need both. So here we have Aaron and Ur looking at Moses. But what do you think came in their mind when they saw that, you know, the victory was because his hand was up, but then he got tired? Well, I'm listening often to what our brother Stephen Lee, he read about the book of the revival at the Fulton prayer meeting there. And what was the one thought of Mr. Langford? What am I to do? What am I going to do with all the need? And I'm sure Aaron and her said, what are we going to do? Well, let's do something. We're going to help Moses to help his hand. That's the way it goes. So they help him. They supply a rock. And then they supply their hand. They put their hand to the plow too, to help Moses. So then the victory came. It took a long while. You see, God did not give the victory until evening. And as someone had said, I like it, what he says, you know, until the gate of heaven are crossed, keep at prayer. That's the way it goes. We are not out of the battle, dear beloved one, but we can keep on going. Why? Because we are lifting our hand together, putting our hand to the plow, helping one another to keep on praying. And that's our great need. I cannot do it by myself, but with one another, we can do it. So that's the lesson. Their mind has changed, and now they were helping. And you know what's the meaning of the of Aaron and Ur? I was really enjoyed to see the meaning of Aaron mean the mountain of strength. The mountain of strength and Ur mean, well, liberty or noble. So here's two men. They're there. But they see Moses all by himself. But then they see that he need help. So keep on going. And we know the emphasis is not what's going down in the battle. Is what's going up on the hill. The most important thing is the prayer. Not the victory in a way, but first prayer. Now, am I closing with a little thought? Did Moses learn his lesson that he need others? Well, chapter 18. We read that in verse 13. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood by Moses from the morning till evening. Well, that looked like the battle a bit, no? But he's all by himself. Then his father-in-law come, give him a little advice. You see, it's a very difficult, especially when you have the capacity to do it. Moses was a strong man. He had experienced a lot of things, but he had learned and relearned. Moses, you need others, and we need one another to keep on praying. So, dear beloved one, let's keep praying, and let's keep ourselves helping our hand to stay up, so we lift up what? Hands that are holy to the throne of grace for his own glory. That's our desire. Amen.